Hey, what's up everyone? Welcome to another Turtle Updates video, where we gather a bunch of Ninja Turtles news stories that have come out since our last updates video and put them all together into one video and talk about them all. It's a good way to get caught up on all things Ninja Turtles, if that's your thing, and that's what we're gonna do today. We got a little bit of movie news, and then there's a ton of comic news, as well as some figures and collectibles, so we'll go through all that. Should be a lot of fun, but let's go ahead and waste no time and dive on in. All right, so news story number one. This one's pretty interesting, and this is coming over here from bleedingcool.com. You can see the headline right there. It says, Night Watcher, a new TMNT character for IDW's Free Comic Book Day 2024. So as many of you know, the character of Night Watcher was the alter ego for Raphael in the 2007 CG animated film TMNT. And I don't believe we've ever seen this character since then, or this alter ego. So it'll be interesting to see IDW's take on the Night Watcher. Will it be Raphael like it was in the 2007 film? Let's go ahead and keep reading here. We do have a little bit of news here about what's coming for the comics here. You see it says, Bleeding Cool has a first look at IDW Free Comic Book Day covers for 2024, featuring a new TMNT character, Night Watcher. And then article summary has some bullet points here. It says, Bleeding Cool unveils new IDW Free Comic Book Day 2024 TMNT cover with new character, Night Watcher. Then it says, TMNT celebrates 40 years with fresh stories, including a prelude to a new miniseries by Junie Ba. Then it says, classic IDW era revisited in a tale by fan favorites Paula Lore and Andy Kuhn for Free Comic Book Day. And then some other stuff here. I don't think it's turtle related. So yeah, it looks like they're doing some stuff here for the 40th year anniversary of the Turtles. The original comic came out in 1984. And yeah, it just looks like they have a lot of stuff planned. Let's take a look at the Night Watcher here on the cover for Free Comic Book Day. You can see him right there. He's got the armor and everything just like he does in the movie. The armor has some red accents on it, maybe hinting that it is still Raphael. Although that hasn't been confirmed, we don't know who this is. Although it does look like it is a turtle, as you can see, it does have three fingers the way the turtles do. Yeah, the identity seems to be a big thing. Like, who is the Night Watcher? That seems to be a big question for this book. So maybe they'll change it up. Maybe it won't be Raphael. Maybe it's one of the other turtles. Let me know down below what you guys would think about it being another turtle. That'd be interesting. Curious to see what you guys would have to say about that. Let's keep reading. There's a synopsis right here for the book. It says, it's been four decades since Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird released the very first issue of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in May of 1984. Join us as we kick off a brand new era for the Heroes in a Half Shell with two all-new short stories and a preview of what's next in the IDW comics. First, there is a new masked vigilante in New York looking to carry on the tradition set by the Turtles themselves. Get a special prelude of the new miniseries straight from the mind of Junie Ba. Interesting, so I wonder if that miniseries that they're talking about here in the article is going to be a Night Watcher miniseries. It sounds like that's the case. Then it says, second, a blast from the past, a brand new tale told in a classic IDW style, featuring fan favorite talent Paula Lore and Andy Kuhn. And then it says, finally, there will be an exclusive preview of what's next for the TMNT. And then it says, in shops, April 17th, 2024. So yeah, make sure to check out Free Comic Book Day to see all this new stuff they'll be kicking off. But yeah, that's about it for this new Night Watcher information. So far, it looks promising. Can't wait to see what they do. But let's go ahead and move on over to the next news story. All right, next we have a little bit of movie news. This is coming over here from Empire Online. You can see the headline there. It says, Shredder will be 100 times scarier than Superfly in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sequel. So yeah, it looks like they're planning to do some big things here with the Shredder, which I cannot wait to see what they do with him. Let's take a look at the article here. It says, the leader of the Foot Clan is the biggest bad in the Ninja Turtles world. The Joker to their Batman, if you will. Which is why when making this summer's animated favorite, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, director Jeff Rowe ultimately decided not to pitch his four young heroes against the Shredder immediately. And then you get a quote here from director Jeff Rowe, and it says, Shredder used to be the main villain before we pivoted away from that. Then it says, he tells Empire reasoning they saved the Joker for the Dark Knight. Then the article keeps going here and it says, just like the end of Batman Begins promised that Mr. J was indeed on his way, Mutant Mayhem ended on an almighty Shredder tease. While Ice Cube's mutant crime boss Superfly was a formidable opponent for the Turtles to face on their first outing, Rowe promises bigger things for the next film. And then we get another quote here from Jeff Rowe, and it says, the one thing I can say without spoiling anything is Shredder needs to be 100 times scarier than Superfly, who is a credible villain. He's dangerous. He's strong. He seems like he could mess the Turtles up. And that's true. If you saw the movie, Superfly was able to take on Bebop and Rocksteady and single-handedly defeat them at one point. Then his quote continues and it says, Shredder needs to be that, just significantly more. Interesting, I wonder how they're gonna surpass Superfly, who was a mutant. First thing that comes to my mind while reading this is maybe he'll be able to turn into Super Shredder on command or something like that. Because when we saw his tease at the end of Mutant Mayhem, he looked just like regular Shredder. But maybe he'll have like a Super Shredder mode that he goes into. This is me just speculating, but let's keep reading. Given the exuberant youthfulness of the Turtles in Rose film, which cast real-life teenagers, the sheer heft of the Shredder as a villain poses a major question. What if Leonardo, Raphael, Michelangelo, and Donatello actually can't defeat him? And then you get a final quote here from Jeff Rowe, and it says, it'll be really interesting to see the fun-loving characters go up against something that maybe they can't stop. So yeah, cool details there for the Mutant Mayhem sequel. We still haven't got a date on that yet, but we do know it's on the way. And yeah, maybe they don't defeat the Shredder in this movie. Maybe it's a conflict that continues on throughout multiple films. That'd be pretty cool. But yeah, that's pretty much all the new info there on this article here. Let me know down below, what would you guys like to see from the Shredder in the sequel? It's definitely something to look forward to. But yeah, let's move on over to the next story. All right, next we have a little bit of Last Ronin sequel news. This is coming over here from CBR.com. And you can see the headline there. Exclusive, a new generation of Ninja Turtles rises in The Last Ronin 2, Re-Evolution Preview. CBR has an exclusive look at a double page spread from the upcoming Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin 2 Re-Evolution comic. So let's go ahead and take a look at that double page spread. And you can see it right there. There is a little bit of a description here. It says, set more than a decade after The Last Ronin defeated the Foot Clan, which as many of you know, happened in the original Last Ronin book. The TMNT, The Last Ronin 2 Re-Evolution, finds New York City in a state of chaos again, as a new generation of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles must rise up to protect the city. CBR's exclusive preview pages show the new band of warrior turtles leaping over the tops of buildings in a thrilling chase. And it says fans can pre-order their copy of the debut issue until Monday, January 8th. And then it says TMNT The Last Ronin 2 Re-Evolution number 1 goes on sale February 28th. So yeah, let's take a look at this chase scene a little closer. All right, on the top there, you can see silhouettes of them jumping across the rooftops. And then here in the middle, we get more clearer looks at the new turtles. And for those who don't know the names, you have Uno here up front. Then you have his brother Odin back here with the red scarf. Then there's their sister Moja back there with the brown cape. And then in the very back, you have Yi, which is their sister with the yellow spots there. I like that they have Uno up front. Out of the new turtles, he is my favorite. From what I've seen so far from his character, he does seem to be the most skilled out of the four, but he has a little bit of an attitude, which I like. And yeah, you can see here in these other pictures here, he's leading the charge. I wonder if he's the official leader of the team. I know him and his sister Moja there, you can see them together, butted heads a lot when they were younger in the prequel comic. I wonder if that's going to carry over here into their teenage years, and if there'll be like some type of struggle for power, for leadership of this group. If there is, it's going to be between them two. But yeah, pretty cool double page spread here, giving you guys an idea of what you can expect in the book. But this is not the only preview that came out. Let's take a look over here on bleedingcool.com. They have a different double spread preview from issue 1, and that's this one right here. You can see Uno lighting a candle and blowing out the match, and then it pulls out and we see all four of the new Ninja Turtles hanging out around the table where the candle sits there in the center. You even have Odin back there reading a Daredevil comic, which is pretty cool. As many of you know, that's a crossover that fans have been wanting to happen for a long time. That's a cool little nod to that. Anyways, all four seem to be discussing something. You even see Moja there getting a little heated during the discussion. And then the most interesting part is right here, where they all sit around the table where the candle is and hold hands. It's almost like they're trying to summon something. You even see Moja right there close her eyes, as if they're all going to go into like some type of meditative state. Super interesting, curious to see where this leads. Maybe they're going into the astral plane to talk to the spirits of the original turtles. That'd be kind of crazy, or something like that. We'll see. But yeah, that's it for the two previews for The Last Ronin 2. We'll be covering this more here as it gets closer. Super exciting. Let me know what you think. Let's go ahead and move on over to the next story. All right, this next one's pretty cool, and you can see it's coming over here from the X account of Collect PCS, so Premium Collectibles Studio. And you can see it's for a new statue. Let's read the caption here. It says, the logical leader, Leonardo, makes his explosive debut into our line of TMNT Legends 1/3 scale statues. Add them to your 1/3 scale Turtles collection this January at Collect PCS. So yeah, we're in January already, so let's go ahead and take a look at that website. and take a look at the Leonardo, and boom, there it is. And this thing is a monster. The detail and quality on this looks great. You can see the price is up there. It's definitely a high-end statue. And you can see the edition size is 350. I believe that's the amount that they're gonna make. So they're only gonna make 350 of these, if I had to guess. Let's take a look at some of these pictures. There we get a front view of him holding his swords out. Here we get another angle. There you get a full shot of him, and it just looks absolutely perfect. I absolutely love this design. You can see the dimensions right there. Looks like it's 20 inches in height, 19 inches wide, and then 30 inches in depth. That's probably including the swords, because you can see right underneath that it says base depth 15 inches. So yeah, this thing is pretty massive, really good quality. And if you look over here on their front page, it says you can pre-order Leonardo on Thursday, January 11th at noon Eastern. So yeah, it looks like that's when the pre-orders begin on this thing over here on collectpcs.com. And yeah, what a cool looking statue here. I'm loving what I'm seeing. Let me know what you guys think about this one. But yeah, not much else to discuss. Let's go ahead and move on over to the next story. All right, this next one's a quick one, and this one's coming over here from Funko Finders. They do like Funko Pop news. And you can see over here on their X account, they posted first look at Target Con 2024 exclusive The Last Ronin Funko Pop comic cover coming soon. So you could see it right there. It kind of looks like it's a base that comes with a Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin Funko Pop at the center of the base. And then it has like this plastic case that goes over the base and the Funko Pop. And then a comic book sits on the back of it. In this case, a Last Ronin comic. And it does look like it comes with one. Interesting. It does look like this will be available at Target Con 2024. And I would imagine it'll probably be available at Target sometime after that. But yeah, this is new. They previously had done a Last Ronin Funko Pop by itself, but this whole case thing with the comic here is new. I haven't seen this before. So yeah, cool little update. Let's go ahead and move on over to the next story. All right, next up is another collectible here. This is coming over here from Funko.com. And you can see it says coming soon, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Pop Michelangelo Easter Chocolate. Let's take a look at the description here. It says, just for the shell of it, Pop Michelangelo from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles has taken on a chocolate candy look. This irresistible collectible appears as if he is wrapped in colorful foil and someone has taken a bite. Who would commit such a crime? Unite Pop Michelangelo with all other Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in your collection so they can satisfy their hunger for justice. Vinyl figure is approximately 3.71 inches tall. So I don't think it's actual chocolate. They just said right there, it's a vinyl figure that's just made to look like chocolate. And then you can see right there, it looks like it would have foil wrapping coming off of it, but that's part of the figure. Now, Michelangelo wasn't the only turtle that was revealed. You can see over here, Donatello was also revealed. That's what they look like in the box. And yeah, it just says coming soon. So yeah, I would imagine around Easter time. No reveal yet of Raphael or Leonardo. So far, all we have is Michelangelo and Donatello. But yeah, quick little collectibles update that I thought you guys would want to check out. Let's go ahead and keep on moving. All right, next up, this one's pretty interesting. So when the Mutant Mayhem movie was coming out, they had done Funko vinyl soda pops. So these like smaller Funko figures that come in like soda can packaging. And they did all four turtles, April, Bebop, and even Superfly. You can see them up here. But just recently on some sites, you can see we're looking over here on Aussie Collectibles. A couple new ones have started popping up. First up, we see Rocksteady here, and it does look like it's part of the vinyl soda collection, as well as Splinter. You can see Splinter down here. We'll go ahead and click on him, who looks pretty sweet here. So yeah, it looks like it says US exclusive, so only in the States. But yeah, a couple more figures in that vinyl soda Mutant Mayhem line. Not much else on this one. I would imagine it starts popping up on more websites here in the near future, but just wanted to share that with you real quick. Let's move on over to the next story. All right, next up, we have more Easter collectibles here. Looking over here again on Funko.com, you can see that they have two different three packs of the Pocket Pops. Let's take a look at one at a time. First up, this one is with Donatello, Shredder, and Michelangelo. And you can see that the three pack is Easter themed. If you look at the figures here, Michelangelo has on some Easter bunny ears. He's wearing a pink bow tie and he's holding an Easter egg in one hand. You look over here at Shredder, who kind of looks like Mirage Comic Shredder, by the way, is holding an egg in one hand and then a paintbrush in the other. And then he has some Easter bunny slippers. And then over here with Donatello, he's holding an Easter egg in one hand and an Easter egg basket in the other. Looks like this is what they'll look like in the packaging. So this carrot shaped packaging here. And same thing with like the chocolate candy vinyls. It says coming soon. So again, I would imagine this will be around Easter time when these start rolling out. Now let's go ahead and take a look at the other pack. The other pack here comes with Leonardo, Master Splinter, and Raphael. Let's go ahead and take a look at what they're carrying. You can see Leonardo here first, and you can see he has some chocolate there around his mouth, and then he's holding a chocolate bunny that he took a bite out of. Then over here with Splinter, Splinter's holding a chocolate bunny in one hand and then an Easter egg basket in the other, and then Raphael is just holding a bunch of Easter eggs. Pretty fun little packs here for the Easter holiday. Let me know what you guys think about these. Let's keep moving. All right, next up, we're looking over here on Entertainment Earth, and you can see that a new wave of these Ninja Turtle bag clips, they're pretty much like little clips you can hang on your backpack, things like that, are now available for pre-order. And I thought the characters in this new wave are pretty cool. Let's go ahead and check them out. You can see we have the four turtles, but they're in their disguises. We also have Tempestra, Chrome Dome, Genghis Frog, Wingnut, and Screwloose. And then it says you can get a chase of either Hamato Yoshi or Oroku Saki. So yeah, pretty sweet. The listing says coming February 2024. So yeah, right now they're only available for pre-order. You can see the packaging right there. Looks pretty sweet. Again, another quick one, but I thought you guys would want to see the cool characters in this wave here. All right, next up, I don't think we've talked about this one yet, and this has to do with the IDW Comics Volume 16 Collection hardcover. Now, for those who don't know, ever since the Ninja Turtles IDW Comics started, they release these hardcover books that collect everything in order every so often, which is like a super cool and like organized way for anybody that's wanting to jump in, have the ability to be able to catch up. Anyways, you can see that the next installment, Volume 16, the hardcover, is coming out July 23rd, 2024, so later this summer, and this is what it'll include. It'll include Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles issues 125 through 132, the 2021 and 2022 annual, and the Armageddon game opening moves 1 and 2. So yeah, just wanted to let you all know about that in case you wanted to get your pre-orders in. It does look like you can now place those, so yeah. Oh, and yeah, the cover here, you can see they went with Baxter Stockman, and you can see half of his face, and then the other half of his face, we see a mouser coming out. So yeah, pretty cool. But that wraps it up for this one. Let's move on over to the next story. All right, next up, we're looking over here on limitedrungames.com. And if you've been following along on the previous updates, you know that they've been releasing soundtracks from all the retro Ninja Turtles video games throughout the years on vinyl, CD, and cassette tape. They've been releasing one every month, and currently the one that's available right now, and it says only available until February 4th, by the way, is from the video game Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, Radical Rescue. You can see right there the vinyl, the CD, and the cassette tape. Loving the artwork on all three. There is another one that came out since the last time we talked about these, and that was the Turtles in Time one right here, but those were only available until December 31st, so now it looks like they're sold out, so you'll have to look on the secondary market for those. But as of right now, the Radical Rescue is currently available. Super cool that they're releasing all these. We'll talk about the next one when it comes out, but let's move on over to the final story. All right, and this last one's really interesting. I'm curious to see what you guys have to say down in the comments about this. But recently, in a Hollywood Reporter interview promoting the movie Rebel Moon, you can see that director Zack Snyder here revealed that he's actually a pretty big Turtles fan, as he pulled out some old school comics that he has in his collection. I saw some articles popping up about this shortly after this interview of people saying, would he make a good Ninja Turtles movie? And we'll go ahead and close out the video with that question. Let me know down below, what do you guys think? Do you guys think he could pull off a good Ninja Turtles live action movie? I'd love to hear your thoughts down below about this. But yeah, I'll go ahead and leave you guys here with the clip of him showing off his comics, and I will see you guys in a little bit with another one.
And then also, I was really, you know, before I was into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like the originals. I think I have a couple of those.
Those are originals.
These are original.
This is the originals.
Original originals.
He should probably be in a, in some sort of thing. But yeah, these were, this is when Eastman and Laird were printing them out of their garage in Boston, you know. So anyway. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, also awesome.